Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bring good tidings of the goodness and mercy of God to all sinners who come to genuine repentance. God forgives and washes sinners clean. The book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Isaiah 1 18 says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Hallelujah.
Spirit of living God is bestowed upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings. God has sent me to heal all the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to all in captivity. Freedom for the prisoners, and to those in bondage, to declare acceptable year of our Lord Almighty.
Let us pray. A wonderful Lord and God, we thank you for the opportunity to learn at your feet once again. Thank you for the part one of this broadcast and the testimonies. Today, Lord, in your word, let lives be transformed. Please do that which only you, Lord, can do. Every hurdle against our salvation, Father, please speak to them to give way by your authority, Lord. Thank you, our Lord and Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The topic of our message is the prodigal family. The prodigal family, part 2. Our lead text is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 15. We read verses 11 to 19. Luke 15, we read verses 11 to 19. Then he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and journeyed himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" Brethren, in the last broadcast, we focused our discussions on the role of the father in the parable. Today, we'll be looking at the role of the elder brother, who stayed back with the father when his brother decided to japa and waste the treasure he forcefully inherited. His role was not really discussed properly at the beginning of the parable. However, some questions could be asked from the little that we had. Number one, did the brother actually accept his own share of the father's property, which was forcefully shared? Because the Bible said, the man divided to them his livelihood. Number two, how much intervention and counsel as an elderly brother did he give to his junior brother to resign the decision to force the sharing? One would have expected him to be able to persuade his brother. And thirdly, how much of being a brother's keeper did he do for the brother to have gone that far in thought and actions? While the father was praying for the return of his darling son, the brother was already counting his gains as the sole owner of his father's leftover empire. This showed in his reaction as the prodigal son made his way back home. Brethren, when we see sinners in their acts misbehaving and digging deep into their sins, what is our attitude? Christ will be full of sorrow when he sees such people. Many of us are happy to pray the hypocrite's prayers. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm not dying in sin like that man. That's ungodly. Eventually, the prodigal son returned home. His father was excited while his brother was sad. Wow, what an irony. The grounds of the homeboy were as follows. Number one, he hated the returning being celebrated. Many standing brethren are bitter today when they see new converts receiving miracles. They no longer value their own secured hope of salvation. Welcome packs are baits for new customers. Old customers have their loyalty benefits. This should be our encouragement. The joy of salvation is our loyalty benefits. Hallelujah. Number two, the homeboy will also be worried that now that the inheritance will be shared again, the kingdom of God, which is our ultimate focus, has unlimited provision for all. That many beautiful mansions prepared for many will be desolate is actually our God's concern. There is more than enough for everyone here on earth and in his kingdom. In the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 10b, Malachi 3, verse 10b, God says, I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there would not be enough room to receive it. Wow. The book of John chapter 14, verse 2. John 14, 2 says, in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Our task is to bring in all those outside the fold. The kingdom of God is not football league where runner-ups weep. In God's kingdom, all those who are able to make it have joy unlimited. Hallelujah. I pray that we will all make it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The kingdom of God is a race yet in view. We run the race till we breathe our last breath. That occultist may still make it. That bandit leader may still make it. Remember the thief on the right side of Jesus Christ on the cross. He made it just at the point of his last breath. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19 advise that you store up yourselves a good foundation for the time to come, that you may lay hold on eternal life. That's our ultimate gain. We are not here to compete with anyone, no. It's an individual race that must end in guaranteed eternal life. May the Lord help us not to fall by the wayside, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the next broadcast, we will be focusing on the main character, the prodigal son. God promises to glorify himself. Amen. I want to thank you for your patience and interest in listening to this broadcast. We believe you have been blessed. Kindly help share the good news of Christ's compassion for sinners with others. This will encourage many and help in the salvation of their souls. You can also listen to this message and many other previous ones on diverse topics on our podcast streaming, codenamed Voice of Trinity. God bless you exceedingly as you do so. Amen. My name is Benjamin Olasunkanmi Olamijulo.
And the day of vengeance of our God in judgment to comfort all those who mourn, to console all in Zion, to give beauty for ashes, praise garment for depression. They will be called righteousness. Christ will be glorified. To rebuild the old realms, desolate lives be raised up, real cities be repaired, a new hope for mankind.
Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you for being a faithful Father and God. Thank you for being there for us when our families and friends were expecting our fall. Thank you for raising help for us when we needed help. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, no one can make salvation. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that you will continue to sustain us and strengthen our spirit, that we will not stray away from you. Those who have strayed away, Lord, please, in your mercy, bring them back to the fold. All of us will celebrate the joy of salvation. Let it be so, Lord, for we have prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.